You are listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast starring Clinton Moxham
and my beautiful wife,
stunning
Uche Moxham.
Sorry, you forgot. Stunning.
Beautiful, stunning.
Iconic.
Iconic. I was going to say, you know, one thing that you are is absolutely authentic to yourself.
I appreciate that. And I feel like, I feel like I've gone through phases. You know, this has been... It's been a journey. It's been a journey, not to dampen the mood. Sorry. It's definitely been a journey. I remember, you know, even like you and I really never really had a choice on how to put our relationship out there on social media. It's just, hey, we met. Right. Hey, boom. What do y'all think about this? What do y'all think about what we're doing? Like, yeah. We never really got that option. And already, like, social media is such a, it can be very positive and very toxic. Remember that time after we were doing long distance? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't even know if we've really talked about that period. Maybe we'll do that in an episode.
We'll dive into it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
At the time, I stayed in LA because I was trying to figure out what I was doing. And I actually, that year was a very hard year for me, but I think essential for my growth. I remember I was like going through, trying to figure out, like I was signed with the modeling agencies. I was trying to get more into social media. I was switching management. And I remember there was a time, because there was a night that Clinton was gone. Obviously, we were doing long distance, so you were gone. Mm-hmm. And I went home to Chicago, and I went out with my friend from high school. And I remember I was at the bar taking shots. Like, I, you know, just, you know what I'm saying. This is haunting me forever. So, just, you know, dissociating because I'm in a dissociation part of my life. That's just what it was. And I remember, like, a manager at the time was like, hey, like, you don't want to do that. Like, brands could be looking at you. And after that, I like was so afraid to post. I was afraid to post anything. I was not posting any aspect of myself. Mm-hmm. People were messaging me like, hey, are you okay? What's going on? And I feel like I was so panicked. And then like that on top of putting my relationship out there, getting the feedback from being long distance, getting already the comments from the show, I had to hermit myself from social media until I was able to put myself out there in a way that was authentic. Because it is so draining trying to put yourself out there when you are not being your genuine or authentic self.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like you said, we never had the choice. You know, you were never given that opportunity to not talk about it or to talk about it. Because when you didn't talk about your relationship or you didn't post me, or you know, those different things. When we literally were long distance, I was in Florida. I was working, you know, these different things, working the job. And we didn't have that choice. It added up over time. You know, we had to kind of take a step back, look at ourselves, look at our relationship, you know, really focus in on what really mattered to us and create the space that, you know, we've now created within our lives and within ourselves, you know, but it's a learning process.
It is.
You know, that does not come overnight.
It
doesn't.
And
everybody goes about it differently, and some people aren't able to do it.
Exactly. And I don't know, like, and you have to get to the point where, I mean, some people are very content not putting out their authentic selves, but for me, if I'm not putting out my authentic self, then there's no point. Like, if I need to be at the bar slinging back shots because I am over 21, period. That's my time of my life. And I had to realize that and learn that. And you know, I think a big part of that was just getting out of my own head. But you have to be strong enough to be able to do that. You have to be secure enough with yourself, with your relationship. We get a lot of questions about that. Like, how are you comfortable putting out? What is a way to do this where it's not invasive? And I think it starts with you
and it starts with you and your partner creating that and maybe not doing it.
That might be the solution. That might literally be the solution. Okay. So y'all know we like to bring in experts, besties, friends. So today I'm really, really excited because we are bringing in the most authentic, the most genuine people. Actually, you know what? I've been saying this for every single episode.
because that's the type of people that you have on.
That's how I feel about all of that. Like, these, you know, surround yourself with good people, y'all. Like, I'm not taking it back. Anyways, the most influential, the most genuine, authentic people you're gonna meet.
The flyest too.
So true.
Ice and Ollie.
Ice and her husband. I'm going to give a little bit of background how Ice and I met. Uh-huh. I don't even know. Were we virtual friends before Ice? What happened? Like,
we literally met on the Revolt trip for the first time. But I saw you around because of Justine.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you
I'm like, are you Justine's friend?
No, and I love that because, you know, when you go on a lot of these influencer or this realm of trips, people are, I mean, I don't want to say in every case, but it's very, I always have my guard up because, you know, in my experience, sometimes people are acting a certain way or trying to, you know, so the fact that you came right up and so did Ami, I was like, you know what?
Right.
Yes, this is just right. And I feel like from there, it was just kind of like the energy was right, instant connection, like for real. I feel like you're my long lost sister. Sorry to the two that I do have, but.
And my sister kept saying that, my own sister. She's like, you guys look like sisters. Like, how come you guys just met? This makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Even me watching it from the outside, I'm like, wow, man, like you really, y'all like best friends. It's day one. You know, I felt like we was in like kindergarten again. You know what I'm saying? You just meet the, it just kicks off from the day one.
Yeah. We just here, bro. We just here. Like, you know, we just big world. We just like visit sometimes, you know?
Like, so. As long as you guys know.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. So Ice Ali. I don't even think you said my dog's name. It's Ice and Ali. That's who we got in the building today. Ice, I did have a question for you specifically. You know, we do know that I don't want to say you had your start on reality TV because, you know, we feel the same way about ourselves. You know, you were going to hear from us with or without the show. Same for you. You know what I'm saying? But what made you grace the Love Island show? Like, you know, were you looking for love?
Yeah. So it's that's a weird question to answer because, you know, they reached out to me. So prior to going on Love Island, I already had a platform on social media. Right. So I had already had a head start. So they reached out to me and I was just like, you know what? Why not? It's a free vacation. I'm going to be in Fiji just living my best life. Why not? Like, what's there to lose? You know what I mean? That was more so my mindset than like, oh, I'm looking for love. It was just like, oh, that's a perfect opportunity for me to have a free vacation and then see if I make any type of connection with anyone. And I did. I made best friends.
Aww.
I did find love, but like in friendship form.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so we're going to get into, you know, when is the right time to make your relationship public and all of that good stuff a little bit later. But for now, we got to start at the beginning. Y'all need to tell us, what is the love story? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, so obviously, I feel like you're going to hear two different versions. This man right here has a whole fake scenario posted on my Instagram feed, and people believe that I slid into his DMs. And I'm just like,
wow. Did you?
No.
Not me believing him already. Right. Not me believing him after. Listen,
I got the receipts. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's a fake receipt.
If you go to my page right
oh
now,
my gosh.
It's Ramir her Abu Dhabi. Stop. Slide over. She reached out to me in a very respectful manner, I might add.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how we met. God is watching and listening.
God is watching.
So is that how we met?
First of all I'm saying
no, is that how we met?
No.
We didn't. Okay. Anyway, so we met.
Why you had to put God in it though? Like,
anyways, we met at a wedding. So yeah.
No. A little before that, remember at the surprise engagement.
It's the wedding, though. It's for the wedding, the occasion of the wedding.
No, but it's the surprise engagement, and then it's the wedding.
Okay, so fine. We met at an engagement.
Period. Okay.
Surprise engagement. And he was trying to hit on me, you know.
Okay.
God is watching. And, God is watching.
And I curved him. Yes.
At the surprise engagement, I tried to...
Not to me directly. You were telling people to talk to me.
Ooh, okay.
And then they told him no.
You didn't even like me when you first met me.
Yeah, because, you know, I wasn't looking.
Okay.
I wasn't looking when he was interested initially. I wasn't looking. And, you know, so a few months went by and then eventually, I guess, my eyes opened and I was looking, you know, and he was there.
She gave me out of mashed potatoes and no gravy kind of story.
Give us the gravy.
We need that.
The way I'm gonna put it is gonna make y'all say, wow, oh my God, let's write a film to it.
Are you serious?
I love it. Yes. Give us the cinematic version. Yes.
Yeah. So let me tell you how we actually met. So my best friend and her best friend is actually married.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
So we met because our best friends like my friend was surprising her best friend, which is her cousin as well,
with
the proposal. So that's how we actually met for the first time. And for the first time I saw her, I'm like, damn, you know? But here's the catch though. Like at that time, like I was like really, like I was being really weird. And me and my friends, we wasn't really like the type of guys that go up to like a bunch of girls and just try to talk to them. So
right.
When her like bridesmaids and my groomsmen first met, it was this kind of tension of like, I don't know if they think they bougie or they whack or they weird, because like I was interested, but we didn't really know how to like go up to them and like say, hey, hi, my name is this, whatever it is. And then at the last final moment, we actually did that. But I had my eyes on her, and then going towards the wedding, I remember like asking my boy when she's getting married. I'm like, yo, bro, like she's nice, nice. You know what I'm saying? She's not one.
Honestly.
And I'm like,
yeah,
yo,
put two on it.
But he was like, yo, she's talking to somebody right now. She got a little thing going on right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Here's the gravy.
That's the gravy
we're looking for. Okay.
Listen. I'm from round away. I'm leaving with something.
What?
I'm from round away. I'm leaving with nah. That's a Washington trip. But nah. So I like, and it's crazy because I remember like we had like so the day before the wedding, we all in the room because the groomsmen, bridesmaid connection stuff, you know. And I'm just looking at her the whole time. I'm just like, and I'm like, I licked my lip like 9 times in a row, stuff
oh
like that.
Oh my
right?
god, yo,
yo, I put my best cologne on, like, yo. And we like, and like, I'm trying to leave some type of impression. To be honest, if you're not married, you're single. You feel me?
Oh my God.
That's how here we go. Okay. Heard you.
If you're not married, you're single. Now I'm playing.
He's not playing.
No.
He's not playing.
I don't think he's playing. It don't sound. Clearly, yeah. He was not playing.
Yeah. He's not playing.
Nah,
they dating, but is she married though? Is he trying to marry
her?
No.
I literally love it.
That's true, but I want, like, you know how some dudes would try to, like,
you were still respectful to
like
me.
Yeah, I'm still being respectful. Yeah. I'm not like right. trying to just run down on her like, oh, he a lame or he weird. No, it's more so like, you know, let her see me in a nice frame, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, if anything happens to that situation, I'm right there to rebound, you feel me? Like,
oh,
I'm right there to catch
God.
The ball.
Exactly. Okay.
And it was just one scene, I promise. Like, she doesn't know this, but it was the actual day of the wedding. And, like, we was on the limousine, and, like, we got out. And then when she got out, I got out at the same time because we sat next to each other. And we had a very interesting conversation going on.
Anyways, going yeah, whatever.
So we get out. And I promise to God, like, this is no, like, I'm not trying to be cute or romantic. This is what's really happening. She got out, I got out, and, like, the sun legit hit her face. And, like,
oh
I'm looking at her. Like, I'm just looking at her, and I'm, and like, something in my heart was like, yo, like, she's going to be my wife.
Yeah, she was the one. You knew it.
That was it. Like, that's like, legit how it happened. A few, like, weeks and months later.
He's giving you the whole time.
Yeah, he said he's going to give the gravy. That's the gravy.
No, I didn't.
He's going to give the gravy.
Yeah.
So, I remember telling my boy. So now they newly married. And I'm telling him, like, yo, what's going on with her? Is she, like, if she's dating? She's getting married? She's not? Let me know. You know, let me know. I could put my affairs in order. For me, I could save up dating money. You know, let me know what's going on. So he kind of told me some good news. Like, I don't know, but all I'm saying is the rock ain't rocking right now.
Oh, my God. Right.
Okay, we're in there.
It's trouble in paradise.
Yo.
Not us all plotting on you, Ice. I'm here smiling. I'm grinning ear to ear right now.
This man is just...
It's cool. I'm not giving him the gravy here. I'm just giving him like... Bop.
A bop.
Yeah. So anyway, trouble in paradise. He like, I'm not promising you anything. All I know is Ice looking for marriage. And if you and right now, you looking like you really search right now. But all I'm saying is you may have a chance or may not. So I'm like, you know what? That's my cue. But it was taking too long for them to break up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, this story continues.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, can you guys just hurry up now? To the point, I remember hitting my boy up. Because to be honest, if I wasn't going to talk to her, like, I vowed myself to just not worry about women anymore and just, like, focus on
literally. That's literally Clinton.
Literally.
Like, that was, like, legit how my mindset was. Like, yo, if I'm not going to speak to her, like, I'm just, forget it about women. Let me just chase what I got to chase. Let me chase not the bag, but just my future. Like who I want to be. Yeah. Like, and it happened so random. I made that choice up because I didn't think that this was going to happen. And then I'm in the car. My best friend called me and said, can you pick up Ice? And I thought of every other Ice but her. Because we're going to go drive to Jersey to go to our
Now you're telling
house.
Them the location, too. You know how many people go?
Man. He has to set up the scene.
I think it's safe to say that you knew she was the one, though.
Yeah.
No, correct? Yeah.
Absolutely. And for Uche and I, you know, there were a lot of things about Uche, you know, over time that I was just like, she is the one, you know, because that was my same mindset that I was on. Like, at that point in my life, I was like, I really need to focus in on me. You know, I'm not really worrying about too much other stuff. Like, the next girl that I date and that I get with, it's going to be a person that I'm looking to really, you know, go the long way with and get married. And because I see all that potential and stuff with you, you know. So like you said, I came out the car. You saw the sun on her. You was like, oh, man, like, it sounded like one of the moments. You know what I'm saying? And for me and Uche, like, there was several times like that, too. Even us meeting on the show where, like, you know, a couple of days in, I was like, I seen her walking. She came out of the room and she just turned to the side a little bit. And I was like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Everything started adding up. I was like, I started realizing the feelings that was going on. You know what I'm saying? The first day she got really dressed up and fancy and all that for our first little fancy thing. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this girl, bro, she barely put on any makeup. I was like, whoa, who is this person? Like, is she even real? You know what I'm saying? So when did you guys know that each other was the one?
Well, Ice, you got to answer that because I already did my moment. Like,
already Yeah, and also Ice, in the future, when somebody asks about the love story, you have to let him tell it.
Yeah.
Because we need.
She said, we saw each other and now we're here.
She said, we met and we did it.
Like, the month together, marry, boom. Like, no.
Yes, right. Literally. Like,
so Ice, when did you know that Ali was the one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well,
let's
for him, it's a different, I guess, like, you know, you were single, you were looking and blah, 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 blah. And I feel like for me, it was a little bit different because, like I said, I was coming off from like a breakup. So for me, it was like, you know, it was a little bit different because I had to go through the healing process. And then after that, like, you know what I mean? So it took me like a little bit, you know, I needed a little bit more time, you know, a little bit more, you know. Honestly, throughout that whole process, though, I will say that like he was there with me. And most importantly, like, he was very, 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 very patient with me because, you know, sometimes I could get a little bit crazy, you know? Yeah. So he was, like, very patient with me throughout, the whole process. He just, like, yo, take your time. Like, when you're ready, like, I'm here. Like, just know, like, if you need anything, I'm here, though. That was one of the things that I really valued, like, his patience with me, because I know easily if it was any other guy, they probably would have been like, yo, I don't got time for her. Like, I don't have time, you know?
Yeah.
But he was very patient throughout the whole entire process. And, you know, when I would mention little things, he would like randomly do things to show me he cares, like get me something. Like if I have like, you know, the time of the month comes, he randomly like go get me like, you know, snacks and, you know, little thoughtful things like that. Like coming to me randomly with flowers. Like I remember one time he came to pick me up. Did you come to pick me up or you were just coming to see me? I don't know. But he just came and he had like flowers. He was holding flowers behind his back and I was going down the stairs and I just see him there and I literally felt like I was at prom. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like a princess.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
But I still remember that because I really like felt like it was prom night. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. It felt like, you know, us little kids getting to know each other. It was like very fun and innocent and it was just beautiful.
I love it. Oh my God.
It wasn't like just like one moment. It was just like he's the one. It was just like a bunch of little things that just accumulated and added together. I'm like, yeah, he's the one.
It made sense. It was like not, I don't want to say the word easy, but like kind of like it just made sense.
Yeah, it made sense. You know, when you know, you know.
When you know, you know. Literally, okay. I always say, in another life, like if I could honestly just be quiet for like 2 seconds, I would be like mysterious cool girl. But I literally, if I trip and fall, I'm like on my story, hey guys, I just tripped. So sorry about that. Like literally the way that you did not tell us you were married until you were married. Like, no, yeah.
That was crazy.
Remember at the Revolve trip, we were all having a conversation, like me, her, like Uche, Clinton, Amy was there.
When we finessed our way into the restaurant, yes.
Yeah, and Isu was there. Yeah, literally, and my sister. We're just all like talking about relationship, and they come to me, they're like, what about you? Like, you know, like, are you dating? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you know, a little some. And I showed them.
Yeah.
I didn't make it seem like it was not like we were even talking about. I'm like, yeah, just, you know, little
literally. And you showed us a picture, we're all like, we're all freaking out. We're like, yes, yeah. Literally. A month later, you're like, hey, I'm actually married.
I'm married now.
I can't. What made you both, I guess, decide that it was an appropriate time to start showing and sharing your relationship with social media? Yeah. You guys have like a growing, like a huge TikTok account together. Like, you are able to do a lot together on social media. So what made you guys decide, okay, we are ready for this. We're ready to put ourselves out there.
Because we didn't even get that choice.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't. We actually started, obviously everybody kind of saw the relationship start on TV. And then if you ended up watching to the end, you know, I asked Uche to be my girlfriend, you know, on our reunion show, whatever. But, you know, this is like a big topic for us because we were kind of thrown into it, you know, where other people get to choose like, oh, I'm going to post my boo or not post my boo.
Yeah,
we were in it. The public was in it. They knew, and we just had to figure that out. So I'm really excited and just interested to hear from you both because I literally did not know that Ice had a man and was going to be married a month later.
I was just grateful she told us that she had a man because
because some people didn't even know I had a man. You know,
that's what I realized. Some people, and I was like, nah. That's why I was like, she loves me because I just met her and she told me she had a man. So,
and I showed you photos because, you know, even Justine hadn't seen photos. She's like, can we see that man?
No, it was a privilege. Thank you.
It was like, I didn't see her. So it's like, I'm not sending you photos. Like, if we're together, I'll show you, but I'm not going to send you photos. Yeah. You know? But for me, like, I've always said, like, I'm not going to do that, the social media relationship unless, like, I'm married because, like, yeah, you could be dating someone and you feel like y'all going to be together forever. And, you know, but it's just like, I don't know. Until you put a ring on my finger, I don't know. Nothing is promised. Even when you put a ring on a finger, but, you know, we're not going to put that in the air. But basically, for me, it's like, I don't know. That was just too personal for me. I didn't really want to share that. Like, I know how fans are, period. Yeah. You know, and sometimes they get crazy and they get crazy and they get very entitled. Very, very entitled. So for me, I was like, I just wanted to protect what we have and just take our time. And whenever it feels right, we just do it. But if it doesn't feel right, we're not going to do it. Because believe it or not, even when I posted the wedding photos, I wasn't even going to post. Like, you know how I cropped his face?
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to post him. I was just going to post me in a dress like, hey, guys, I'm married and that's it. But I wasn't even but I decided to post him and just crop his face. So it was just like, I was just doing whatever. I was going with the flow of things. But before we got married, it was definitely slow. It was quiet. But I'm going to let you talk now.
Yeah, that's how marriage goes, right? Like, you know, like she just gives you permission. for me, it was a bit different. It was just more so like, you know, from our culture and where we're from, it's not like respectable to just like to show women that you're not married to. And you know, we wanted to be respectful of that, especially where I'm from. I just wanted to be like, you know what, the only girl I'm ever gonna post on my page is my wife. Like, I'm not going to post a girl I'm serious with or I'm talking to, like, I'm talking with. It's like, nah, like, when I post this, because I didn't want to post her as a person that I'm courting or I'm, like, dating. And, you know, we just a lot of energy to, like, kind of hinder our progress.
Right.
We just wanted to be, like, real solid within ourselves and, you know, and not allow anything to rush our process, just to really sit in our process. So when I married her, then it was more like me saying to the world, like, this is my achievement now. Now I have the reward of showing her because I went through the process of getting married to her. Like, I courted her, dated her, then I married her, and like, boom, here's the result of it. Opposed to me just like, hey, here's my girl, and it's like, nah.
Also, I realized, like, when it comes to social media relationships, there's like a lot of pressure attached to it, right? So even if you're just like dating, like all the pressure that you get from like other people, maybe there's certain like red flags that you might have in the relationship. And then, but because of the outside pressure, sometimes that could hinder like what's really going on. And you just feel like you just have to act like you guys are happy and try to make it work just to make other people happy. I've seen it happen. You know what I mean? Like, you guys not really happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just doing it for social media. So we didn't want like nothing to like, you know.
In our own relationship, have had to take a step back from everything. Yeah. You know, we've been together for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was years in there where I barely posted anything on social media point blank, just because I'm trying to figure myself out as a young man and figure our relationship out. And we're going through things. I had to move to Florida at a certain point. Uche was in LA. We had to do long distance. You know, there was a lot over the course of this 5 years that we've had to figure out as people and not sacrifice our relationship, because we see it all the time too. You know, we see couples, people, you know, doing exactly that. You can tell they're making content, doing different things. And, you know, it looks like they're living for the internet.
Like knowing the reality of some of those situations, like I completely get like everything that you guys are saying about keeping a relationship private. And I sometimes wish that we had that choice, because at its best, it has been great. And it feels like a community that's here for you and supports you. Yeah. But like at its worst, it's been colorist, racist, invasive. It's been rude. And I feel like we had to, after, you know, the show and everything, like we literally, like Clinton said, we had to take some time and like not like go into ourselves and work on our relationship. Like we said no to opportunities. We stopped doing the YouTube because like our relationship was not strong enough to have everybody else a part of it, you know? So yeah, no, I think we're all on the same page. Like I completely understand it. And I honestly, I respect it. I really do respect it. I think that it shows, I don't know, like strength within your relationship and like just the fact that you're not willing to sacrifice anything for views or likes or outside perception, which I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like there's like a great side of couple and family, social media, TikTok, Instagram, but there's also a very dark side of it that you can tell. I think you can tell, you know, when you're looking at it. Or maybe you can't. I don't know. Maybe I can only tell because I'm in a social, like,
you're in it, you know, and you know what it like. If somebody's producing and putting out all this content every single day of this couple, like we know, like content takes time. Ideas take time. You know, it's you know, you're forcing it. Sometimes you can see that. You know, so Ali specifically, man, like, what are your thoughts on other people putting their opinions into your relationship just based off of, you know, whatever they may see on social media?
I got a comment, and she gets a comment a lot. You know, some people say, this is not reality. You should stop trying to make it seem like everything in a relationship is a fairy tale. And like, you know, usually people kind of block that comment, or they would try to, I left it up there. Yeah. Like I almost wanted to pin it. real talk. And like, I wanted people to realize like that. I believe that too. When you put yourself out there, like how we have started doing, like you have to be able to take the good and the bad with it. And like you said, which is like at its like best, it's like, yeah, you bully community, and at its worst, you have people that is like say the most hurtful things.
Yeah.
But when you have an opportunity and chance to inspire and like help a lot of other young people in this generation, you have to take that chance. So when I hear certain comments, even if I semi agree with it, it's like, okay, thank you for your opportunities. God love you, and I'm trying. And going forward, like I'm just trying to like me and my wife to just like remember the goal, remember why we're doing what we're doing. And remember, everyone else has an opinion and they're entitled to it, but never allow that to shake who we are and what we're trying to do.
Period.
Ooh, he went to preaching. I ain't know bro was about to start preaching. No, literally. Hold on, I should have took my notepad
actually
out.
And something I've had to tell myself too, especially because I, you know, I've talked a bit about it on this podcast, but I came onto that show super confident. Like you could not tell me anything. And I never dealt with all the comments that I got from people, you know, they see the light eyes, they don't know how to act. So it was literally like warfare against me every Wednesday. Yes, we got a lot of love, but the hate that I got, I could not I couldn't process it because I was like, this is literally just because you don't think I'm good enough for this man. Like it was insane. And I've had to like take a step back over the years and rebuild myself up and be confident in myself. So exactly what you said, I will not be rocked or shaken by anybody else's opinion because I know what we're doing everything for. I know what's here. And like, I've had this mindset in my head now where it's like, okay, do you think that I think I'm better than everyone else? Or do you actually, or do you think I'm better than you? Like, is this coming from a place of your own insecurity? Like, okay, maybe that's just what you think, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, people will try to bring you down. And I think if you're gonna be, because people ask like, oh, like, I want to put out videos with my significant other, or I want to do this. Like, how do you like keep your peace? And you have to really be solid with what you have, before you even start doing this.
Yeah, me and him, we spoke about that before we even decided to go on social media and started posting videos. We wanted to make sure that we were solid, that like we have a strong foundation before we started posting anything, because people's gonna come with negativity, like, you know, and if you don't have a strong foundation, you're gonna fumble, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had to make sure that we were at that place, like we feel very confident in ourselves, like our own selves, and then in our relationship as well. Whereas like, even when you get negative comments, it's not really affecting you that bad because you know yourself.
Yeah.
You guys are definitely both giving heavy first married couple vibes.
No, for real. Like, actually, like, the fact that this is now my favorite love story, I'm like looking at Clinton like,
You guys are the first. We're just taking notes. You know,
with the first 1.1 and 1.2, that's both of us.
Yes,
both of us. For sure. But you know, just as in, you know, defining yourselves, how your marriage will be, what it looks like, breaking through old traditions and norms. Have you both found it easy to navigate your union in today's world? I mean, specifically for you two, I know you guys are Muslim, and I'm not sure are both your families from Guinea. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, it is Guinea, but no.
Well,
why did you make that up, Clinton?
Well,
I'm asking. It's a question. I know she's from Guinea.
Yeah,
she's from Guinea, right? And I'm from all over West Africa. So Senegal, Gambia, Mali.
Okay.
That's where my mom is from Gambia. My dad is from Mali and Senegal. So
love it.
We just kind of like that whole West African region probably got my blood in it.
But actually, though, right? So in our, I'm Fulani, right? And like, kind of like, that's my tribe. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, like 90, would you say 90%?
Yeah.
90% of the time Fulani marry other Fulanis, it's rare that they step out of the tribe to marry other people. Mm. So that was actually one of our things. Cause you know, you're asking us how we were able to, you know, but yeah, so basically it's rare that, especially Fulani women, to step out of the tribe. Usually sometimes it's like the men who are able to like step out and like marry outside the tribe and all that stuff. But it's not always easy for the woman. So like, that was one of our things. Like, he's not from the same country. He's not from the same tribe. Mm. We don't speak the same languages. But what we had to like tell our family is like, even though all of that is true, me and him have more similarities than I do with other people from my tribe. Because more than anything, we are from the Bronx, right? Like, we were raised here. So we have more similarities in culture, in language, in food, in like everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. So for them to feel like just because, you know, like our family's background like doesn't match up, like it doesn't mean like, oh, now we're not going to work out. But no, we actually have more similarities than they do, if that makes sense, because of how we grew up.
Yeah.
And then religion just kind of like ties everything together as well. Like
that. Yeah, that was the commonality that like allowed us to just like,
cause like, you know, like even during the wedding, like, you know, certain people like that was skeptical of it. Like when they actually, like when they came and actually saw the wedding, they was like, this is beautiful. Like if my daughter was to marry someone out of our tribe, I want him to be like that, because he's seen how loving, like I bring a lot of guys out there. Like usually when you're young, when you young men, you get married from where I'm from, it's just like a bunch of like, you know, old dudes and uncles. But like I had dudes from all over, from Somalia. I had dudes from Egypt, Morocco, African-Americans. I had Jewish people come out, and he was like, this person must be really respected and loved. And I know he's going to do that to my niece or whatever it was. And I kind of like, and even her dad was like, hopefully this can unite Mali and Guinea and Senegal and Guinea when he was talking to me. So I feel like that's super dope that we even actually did it. Like we kind of opened a whole new.
I think it's safe to say you guys are trailblazing.
No, literally. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what it sounds like. That's beautiful, man.
I love it. And both of you guys are so, you can tell by what you put out. It's so authentic. It's literally so authentic. There's no like, what you see is what you get. And I think that's so rare in this industry and social media for people to put out their genuine selves, and that be able, like, it speaks volumes. You guys have built a following, and I want to know, like, why was it important for you guys to be authentically you and show your culture, show every single thing? Like, why? I feel like, you know, Clinton and I get a lot of messages. Oh, you guys inspire us. I get a lot of messages from my time on the show being like, you really inspired me as a Black woman that I don't need to be portrayed a certain way on reality TV, that I can, that I don't have to be put in a box. So I feel like you guys are definitely, like Clinton said, trailblazers. And why, I just want to know why it's been so important for you to share every aspect of yourselves. Your culture, just everything.
The attire, because the outfits is crazy. The
It really is. Like, it's probably my favorite account. I'm not going to lie. Like, Clinton's learning a lot. Like, I can't.
Oh, man. That's because where we from, the lack of representation from where we from. Like, once, like, you come from the Bronx, right? And the Bronx is like, it's the roaches of New York City, right? Like, you know.
Okay.
No. So you. No. Not to me. To me, I feel like the Bronx is the best. But, like, if you was.
Don't be saying that.
No, but it's to certain people. It is what it is. Like, we from the ghetto, okay? We from the ghetto. So, like, when it comes from coming from, like, West Africa as well, and anything we want to do, we want to do that at the highest level, and we want to show the world our story and tell the people where we from, our authentic self. And, like, when you come from, the hood, one of your main goals is, like, if you're trying to do something big, it's like you want to let them know that you can do it as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, absolutely. You don't have to fake who you are to do anything. Like, you don't have to say you're from New York City and not skip over the Bronx. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say that, you know, you're African American. You African American. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really from Africa as well. And you're American. You know what I'm saying? And you Muslim. Like, and hold that proud with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because the more authentic you are, the world...
Like, they can receive that.
They can receive that. Like, you don't want people to hate you for who you're not and love you for who you're not as well, right? So you might as well have people love you for who you are.
I get a lot of messages from, like, Fulani women, like, telling me that I inspire them and, you know, it makes them want to, you know, be more confident in themselves and chase their dreams, like, whatever that may be. And that makes me feel good because... You know, kind of like echoing what he said, I remember in middle school, two different people, one of them, I remember asking them where they're from because I came to America when I was like 12. So I was in middle school and mind you, I didn't even speak any type of English. Like, I had to learn right away. But anyways, so I see people who look like me. So I'm trying to make friends with them. So one of this little boy, I remember him like asking where he's from and he was like, he's French. And I'm just like, boy, if you don't get me. Just because you speak French, that doesn't make you French. So he's around like, you know, telling people it's French, but I know damn well you're not French. Like, I know you from West Africa somewhere. Just tell me where, like, you know, I understand. Yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, I understand why he would lie because during those times it was when like being from Africa wasn't cool. We were like the African booty scratchers. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a cool thing. Like, now everybody want to claim they're African, want to do the ancestry thing to see where in Africa they're from, which is amazing. But back then that wasn't the case. It wasn't cool to be African at all. Yeah. So I remember that specifically. And then another girl, I remember her saying that she was Christian. And now she's like, she's very like proudful about, you know, being a Muslim girl. And I was just like, wow, did you convert? She's like, no, I've always been Muslim. I'm like, girl, come on.
She said, we're in school
together. We're in school together. You literally told people you were Christian. But like I said, at the same time, I understand where it comes from. It comes from fear. You don't want to be made fun of. You don't want people to hate you just because of what you believe in and where you come from. You know what I mean? So it's like very deep. And that was like, you know, obviously after 9/11 happened. So like naturally everybody have like this misconception of like what Islam is and how Muslims are supposed to be and act and what they do and whatever, whatever. So like, you know, you're young, like you're scared, you don't want that hate. So absolutely. I understand, you know? So for me, like hearing all of that, and I, like I said, I had just came from Africa. So for me, I grew up differently. Like I'm very prideful of like where I come from, like my background, my religion and all that stuff. I didn't grow up in America where, well, the first 12 years where like all these fears are instilled in me, you know? So for me, it was just like, I'm just going to be my authentic self, like no matter what, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to show my culture. I'm going to show my language, my food, like my religion, like no matter what, like how you say that?
Unapologetic.
Thank you. See, this is why you need a husband. You know,
I love it.
You know, he can just pronounce it for me. But yeah, so that was very important for me. And I think that like reflects through my Instagram page, the things that I post and the things that I share all the time. At first, like when you guys met me, I was at a transition, I guess, phase or whatever the case may be. So, but before that, like, you know, the way I used to dress was completely different. Like I was like very, very Americanized, you know? Mm-hmm. So like everything I did kind of like reflected that. Like even though like, yes, I was still Muslim, but it was certain things like, you know, I was Americanized, period. That's really what it was, you know? And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that either. It's still part, like, it's part of me now. Like, it's part of my culture, you know? So, but I was able to show that, like, you can still be who you are through that. And then now it's also, I'm showing that it's also okay to change into something else. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to be you, like, no matter what that looks like, you can still be successful. You know what I mean? I know certain people are scared to dress a certain way because they feel like they're not going to get the same type of love as somebody else who's, you know, doing like what I guess everybody else is doing. And I know that it could be scary. You know, you don't know how that's going to be received. I'm just here to show that, like, it's okay to be your authentic self. Like, you know, we're all worthy of being loved and, like, you know, received well and get all these brand partnerships as well, no matter, like, what you look like and what you dress like and what you believe. You know what I mean?
Literally.
And that's what we're doing.
I have no words because, honestly, like, you guys honestly inspire me, too. And, like, Clinton and I have been talking about things a lot more and I've been unpacking certain things. Like I talk a little bit about my confidence and how that was broken down after the show. And I since have realized, even through this podcast and just like talking about things more, that a lot of my overconfidence that came from when I was younger was a defense mechanism. It was like, that's how I survived because I, you know, my sisters and I were the only three Nigerian, let alone Black people at our predominantly white school. And so I went through a lot of my life, you know, with that overconfidence that was definitely for safety. It was for protection. If anybody said anything to me, I couldn't even process it. I didn't want to deal with it. And I'm now like even remembering things and uncovering things that I could not even process, things people said to me, things that I went through that I didn't talk to anybody about. And, you know, I am kind of feel like I'm coming into my own and like, I like to be inspired by a friend, I feel like is such a amazing thing. And I think that's, you know, kind of why we had such an instant connection. Cause even though you said that you were in like a transitional period, like I, like you could see every single thing that you're saying from that point, like from then, from when we met you, like you were already like who you are speaks volumes. And the way that you guys go about each other, go about posting on social media, what you put out, how authentic and how genuine it is, it really does inspire the people around you to want to be their most genuine and authentic self. So, wow.
Again, trailblazing.
Trailblazing. Wow. Oh my God.
Where are you from, Clinton? I want to know. Where
my family is from Jamaica. So my mom and my dad are from Jamaica. And honestly, Uche and I's, to what you guys are saying, like about getting married and you know, the different cultures and stuff. That was interesting for me when we were getting married. Because, you know, Jamaicans, we don't really have all of that, you know, everything that goes into the wedding. I think the only thing we really have significant is the rum cake. You know what I'm saying? So,
which was good.
That's about it. So even just those little things for us, you know, it's, I just learned so much about Africa and Nigeria and these different things that I've been interested in.
You guys look good in that traditional attire.
Thank you. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm
Nigerian prince, Niger boy.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got another wedding coming up. You know what I'm saying? Mom is getting the outfits ready and all that. I can't wait.
Full effects. You know,
yeah. That's where I'm from. And, you know, it's been like watching Ice, like for real, like your content on social media, like it's everything that you're saying, you know, because like you're saying, it is hard to really be your true authentic self, you know, especially on the gram, where even myself, like how I got introduced to social media was in a very sexy way, you know what I'm saying? Shirt off.
Didn't we show them the video?
Yeah, we showed y'all the video. It was crazy. You know, it's crazy. And for me, even as a man, you know, like that's not who I am really at my core. So I really struggled with that at the beginning. My page blew up and stuff. But like I said, I had a couple years after that, I had to kind of take a step back and really revisit who I am and how I want to go about social media because I really wasn't feeling that. You know, so even me as somebody looking at your page is like, my gosh, like this girl is killing it. And she's just fully herself. She's not putting on an act for anybody. She's not doing anything for likes or anything. She's just herself. And it's getting so much love. You can see the community, you know, of people who love you and follow you just like rallying behind you. And it's inspiring for even
me to meet her in real life. And that's exactly the person that you are. Aww. We love it.
When she first showed me you guys, because I remember she came back from a trip from Tennessee. I really wish I could have came, but I couldn't.
Me too.
So,
and then she showed me y'all, and I was like, oh. I was like, they look gorgeous.
That's what we said when we saw you at the dinner table. We're like, okay, we need to do a trip, something.
Nah, I'll leave you, like, for the girls, was like, oh, he got a beard. Oh, he's tall, he's dark skinned.
We were freaking out.
You did to me, you motivated me, because like I was in a stage of like working out and not working out, and I seen your page and I said, oh, okay, so this is what he's doing. All right, so now I'm working out on and off, so after this you gotta like be that person that used to be like, bro, get up, you want these deals, right?
I got you.
We're about to all hang
so
up.
I'm gonna put you on the workouts, you're gonna put me on the attire, the fashion, and the dressing, and yes, we also need that leather, it's a leather line, correct, something like, bro,
yeah,
it's crazy. We need that.
Definitely. You come down to the city, or whenever we go over there, we're going to make you something custom, you know, simply just for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Y'all, hey, y'all, don't be mad.
Quentin is smiling bigger than he did on the wedding day, just so everybody knows. I know you guys can't see him. Okay, wait. We have one last question for you guys that we ask every single person on the podcast, and that is, what advice do you have for newlyweds? What is one piece of advice? If someone's getting married, you'd say, you need to know this.
Okay, this is for the ladies, okay?
Okay.
Before you get married, know that you're marrying a child.
Period.
Everything is going to work out, because you just know that you're dealing with a kid.
That's it. Oh, my God. Mike, that's it. That's literally it.
If you know that, things, whatever happened, you're going to be like, yeah, he's just, you know, he doesn't understand. I have to teach him. He's a kid.
Clinton, how often do I say that to you? Literally.
Yeah,
like, oh, he's
crazy.
Just a boy.
She would
he's
absolutely just a boy. Agree with you 1,000%.
Literally.
Thank you, mommy, for that. You owe me such a good mom to me.
Okay.
The biggest advice is do not villainize your partner in your head. The biggest problems that happen in marriage is when you start to look at your partner as a bad person because of their flaws. And if you just like try to fight your brain, because like our brains is constantly trying to make it us versus someone else. And like if you would try to really like sympathize with a person and their flaws and fight that thought that, oh, this person is consistently doing this. So when my wife say she had to look at me as a child, because I do something wrong, and she used to get mad to the point where if a person can always does something wrong and your brain is like registering that, it will have a negative thought process about that person. So you have to fight it, because it will come through in your actions and your impatience with the person. But if you only look at the person and say, you know what, this person is trying, or this person didn't grow up like this, or this person doesn't know it any better, now you are clearing up the negativity that's in your mind about that person. And it's not about your conscience, it's about how you subconsciously think about your partner.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like how you think about that person, like at a natural state. So you have to fight that thought of constantly telling, like, to yourself, like, my partner is great, my partner is good, like, my partner doesn't know any better, I'm going to teach my partner. And like, so when problems happen, it does not magnetize, like you do not like make it really
little
big
problems, you know.
So you know what I'm saying? So like, never villainize, never villainize your partner. Always think of your partner in his good grace, and it will be easy for you to have patience and have mercy towards them. So that's my biggest advice. Don't villainize your partner.
I love that.
All this knowledge came from house chores, guys. Like, literally.
Listen,
pick up the cup.
Listen, our mother's gonna make me do nothing, you know? So now she, like, she out here trying to, you know, make me wash walls and stuff like that. And why are you doing this to me right now? And like she be like, doing, hey, Clint, I'm actually one thing, and just blink twice if you need help.
Right? You can't see him.
I can hear it. All right. Who is more scarier, your wife or your mom?
Absolutely, my wife. I told her last night before we went to bed that I'm scared. I love you.
Well, there's a little bit of fear in love, is there not?
Yeah, right. You know what? Y'all got it.
No, and I feel that. I feel like even what you just said, that's something that has helped me immensely is, you know, when we get mad and when we get angry, it's our first instinct to be like, this person has done something to hurt me, to attack me. This person is like, to kind of assume it to their whole identity. And it's like, no, this is a human that loves me, that is growing with me, that I live with, that I'm joining a life with, and to give them a bit of grace, like I give myself, you know?
Yeah.
Man, well, we thank you both, Ice and
this
Ali.
This is so nice. This is like therapy for me. We gotta hang out. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you guys for having us.
You've been listening to The First Married Couple on Earth, the podcast with me, Uche Moxham.
And me, Clinton Moxham, the big boss.
Okay, I don't know who calls you that, but we will see you next time.
Have a good night.
Oh God.
Clinton!
Have a good night.
Insanity Group.